And let's get right into our sermon today. The sermon title, as you all have it printed in your bulletins, is Practicing What We Preach. Can you repeat that?
Practicing what we preach.
Now do it one more time.
Practicing what we preach.
Have you ever heard this? Do as I say, not as I do. And have you ever been tempted to use this line on someone? Yes, right? Those of us that are parents have this temptation sometimes. And this phrase certainly sends out mixed signals. Well, actually, to be honest, it could be an honest expression that we don't always live up to our expectations. So we know and we are reminded that we're not... How many here are perfect? Anybody? Okay, that's what I thought. So. On the other hand, it might give us this phrase, might give us an impression of approving... Oh, double standards of behavior. Telling our son or our daughter, don't do the drugs, don't do drugs, while the parent goes out and abuses alcohol really doesn't help much. Do as I say, not as I do. This phrase can create a mindset that assumes that when you become an adult, how many adults do we have here? That when you become an adult, you're free to do whatever you want and let your actions contradict your words. Are you still here? Somebody say amen. Okay. Perhaps the best antidote to the misuse of this phrase, because it is really misused, the do as I say and not as I do, resides in another proverb. A proverb that says something like this, and which is the title of today's message, Practice What You Preach. In the words... If words are good enough to be said, shouldn't they be good enough to be done? Amen? It's interesting that this antidote contains within it the language of the church. You know, think about this for a minute there. Education. Education teaches. Politics, they persuade. But the church preaches. It gives the word, the gospel, the good news out. Practice what you preach assumes that there is probably an assumption, a possibility that we can do the opposite too. Not practicing what we preach. Not putting into action the words of faith. Consider, for example, the typical question that some people ask when they're church hunting. They're looking for a church to go to. And this is an interesting, because I was looking at some questions that were asked, and there are certainly some questions that are more asked than others and outnumbers the others. And I found two, and one of them outnumbers the other. One of them is, what do you believe? See, when you're looking for a church to go to, what do you guys believe in? You see, the other question is, what do you do? And surprisingly, the first question, what do you believe, actually outnumbers the second one. What do you do? There seems to be an assumption that by knowing what is believed, we can pretty much figure out what is going to be done, what they're doing. Do you agree with me on that? But that's not necessarily the case, though. You know why? It's not the case because, for example, words don't mean the same for everybody. It doesn't. And as a matter of fact, sometimes we don't even pay attention to the words that we're saying. I remember seeing a movie about Rush Hour, actually. And the guy says, "Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?" Some people remember this. The words you say have different meanings to people. And sometimes, quite frankly, we don't even pay attention to the words. We quite frankly do whatever we want in opposite to what the word says or should be. Practicing the preaching means that the words of faith are expressed in actions of faith. The best that we can, practicing our faith, the best we can, led by God's Spirit. In today's text, James, we see the closest words that can get to this expression, practicing what we preach. Because this practicing what we preach, we will not find it in the Bible. What we find is something very similar to that, though, that says be doers of the word and not merely hearers. We can find that in James 1:22. Some might think that practicing what you preach is limited to those preachers. Hey, Pastor, that practicing what you preach, that's your responsibility, Pastor. Somebody say, Or that's the responsibility of the evangelist or the leaders of the church. And there is certain truth to that, especially us pastors are committed. We ordained pastors are committed to do the right things, and we do it the best we can. However, consistency between words and actions, between preaching and practice, is a responsibility of the whole church. Somebody say amen. God's word, whether we preach it or whether we come to church to hear it, oh, it's still God's word and we should do it. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Now, James describes the difference between hearing and doing. And there is a difference, believe me. When Yvette comes to me, my dear wife, I love you, babe. And she tells me, tomorrow they're picking up the recycling. You have to put the can outside. I heard her. By the time I do it, I'm in trouble. Because you forget. Or you probably weren't listening well. Has that ever happened to you men out there? Yes. But this is the thing here. He actually makes a difference between this using comparable illustrations. And you saw it in the Bible today. One who is only a hearer of the word is like someone who is looking at himself in a mirror. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror? How many looked at yourself in the mirror today, hopefully? Look at yourself in the mirror. The only reason people don't look themselves in the mirror is that they probably don't care or they think they look swell. And we are called, and I'm going to make a parenthesis here, okay? We are called, we were actually formed in the image of God. If there's somebody we would want to look like each and every day we wake up, is looking like Jesus. Do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, how do I look like Jesus today? Because if not, you might be having to fix yourself up. When your hair doesn't look well, you kind of brush it. And you are certainly sure that you go out that door not looking like a cuckoo. But when you look in the mirror and you're supposed to know that you were done and you were formed in the image of God, you're supposed to be looking like Jesus. Hallelujah. How are you looking today? Are you looking like your teacher? Well, one who is only a hearer of the word has its limitations. There are ways in which the word of the gospel is like a mirror that is held right in front of our face. And that in its light, we see not only what we have been, we see not only who we are, we can, by God's grace, see who we can become. Hallelujah. Now, to hear the word of God and just do that, that is just a very big limitation. The one who only hears is able to walk away. I look at myself and I walk away. There's a revelation when you look at yourself in the mirror. And the revelation that I'm talking about today is hearing the word of God like if it were a mirror. Not only hearing it, but doing something with that word. That revelation that you see in your life. Amen? Are you following me here today? The one who only hears is able to walk away and forget untouched by the experience. Now listen, a drug addict can be shown exactly what is happening in their lives to him or her. But unless the word, unless the revelation of what's happening gets inside of them, and they decide to do something about it, there is no change at all. There is no change. The end result of only hearing in James' text is deception. And that word deception is important that you would understand that literally the word means to reason wrongly. To reason wrongly. To be a hearer only is misleading. In contrast, the one who is a doer of the word also looks into the mirror. The word of God in revelation to their lives. But instead of observing and then going away, the doer perseveres. Persevera, as they would say in Puerto Rico. Perseveres. Instead of forgetting what he has seen, that image, that vision, that revelation, they act upon it for their daily lives. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. The revelation given by God's words do not dissolve in our memories, our forgetfulness. It becomes our plan, our way of life that just guide us in our actions, in our words, in our decisions. The end result for the doer of the word is not deception, my friends. It is blessings. How many want to be blessed? How many want to be blessed today? Look into the mirror. You're looking at the mirror today, and it's not Pastor Sanchez. It's the Word of God that you are hearing, and it's coming through this ear and going through this ear. Bring it back in. Internalize it. And do it. I love you all. For James, and we're almost finishing here. Somebody say, ah. Yeah, right? It's hot in here. For James, do as I say, and not as I do is not a sufficient way of life. Not for James. It's not sufficient. Yes, it might remind us of the weakness that will at times surface in our lives. And that break between the words of our faith and our actions. Now, however, this cannot make us be satisfied. We cannot satisfy ourselves with just that and leave it there and leave it at that matter. We are called to be doers of the word, practitioners. Somebody say practitioners. Practitioners of the gospel that we preach. Pastor, I don't preach. Now, who told you that you do not preach? Let me ask you, let me just tell you something. The word, it's there. I just have the verse in my mind in Spanish, and I'm not going to say it out loud here. But it does say that we are like epistles, letters, that the world could read. You who say that you are a Christian, you are preaching. You are preaching with your life. You are preaching with your witness. You are preaching wherever you're at, and the one you're representing, you are preaching him every time you live for him, every time you do his purpose, every time you do his will. You are preaching to a world. You are giving a message. And it doesn't mean that you have to stand up in the altar of Patchogue United Methodist Church. All of you are preachers of the word, of the living word. Hallelujah. And that makes me not the only preacher at this church. And that makes us a powerful church. Now, this kind of integrity makes it possible for us then to affirm, hallelujah, for that beautiful couple I am seeing right now, Kathy and Tom. Do as I say and as I do. Without any kind of hesitation or threat that we will come out self-righteous and prideful, but a simple truth is being said here, that faith's best witness is in doing the word of Christ, in acting out the word of Christ. For in our doing of that word rests the purpose of God for us and the blessing of God upon us. May God continue to bless each and every one of you as we look into the mirror. And funny, very funny, and I hope this doesn't take anything away from the message. I was looking for a song. A beautiful song, a hymn, something that I could sing with this, and I didn't find anything, and somehow a song keep popping into my mind, and it had nothing to do with the church. It was Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. How did it go again? Asking him to change his ways. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself. Take a look at yourself and make a change. I don't look like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was not necessarily a preacher. Michael Jackson did not necessarily do all the right things. But some people say things and they don't even know what they're saying sometimes. And God uses whoever he wants, whenever he wants, and he's always talking to us. And as I wanted to find something in this blue book, I just found that popping into my mind. God speaking to us. We want to change the world so much lately, but we haven't started with ourselves. Look into the mirror of the word and the revelation of God in your life and see if we still look like him. If this church, the body of Christ, still looks like the word that we are preaching. May God bless you all.